Well, now it's time for our Bloomberg Law Report. We get to the legal stories we're watching this morning with Steve Podisk in the Bloomberg 99.1 Washington newsroom.
House leadership is leaning on Republicans from high-tax states to vote for the GOP tax bill, promising that some of the state and local tax deductions will remain in the legislation that passes Congress. A House bill reauthorizing the National Flood Insurance Program is likely to encounter headwinds in the Senate on both sides of the aisle. And lawyers say the Patent and Trademark Office's upcoming 56% increase in the cost of challenging the validity of an existing patent is unlikely to put a dent in filings.
Bloomberg Law. Everything you need, all on one legal research platform, including guidance, analysis, and Bloomberg Market Intelligence. Find out more at BloombergLaw.com.
Now, in other legal news, the U.S. Supreme Court says it will consider the constitutionality of a California law requiring licensed pregnancy counseling clinics to tell patients they might be eligible for free or discounted abortions. For more on this story, Bloomberg Law guest host Peter Barnes speaks with Bloomberg Supreme Court reporter Greg Storr.
Greg, let's start off with this case on pregnancy clinics. What's that about?
That case is about a California law that says that pregnancy clinics, and we're talking about clinics now, that not ones that provide abortions, but ones that are pro-life and actually actively discourage patients from seeking an abortion. The California law says those clinics have to tell patients when they come in that they might be eligible for a free or discounted abortion. They give them a number they can call to find out about those services.
And there is a little twist here in that there is a distinction under this law between one of these clinics that receives state funding and those that do not? What's that?
So there's a distinction between the clinics that are licensed and those that are not licensed, that don't have a medical professional there. The law imposes some different requirements on the non-licensed clinics. It basically says you have to tell people, you have to have a big notice that says, we don't have any licensed medical professionals here. And they have to include that notice in any advertisements, and they have to have it, a certain amount of prominence, and they have to have it in a certain number of languages. And basically, the clinics say, we are being compelled to deliver a message and deliver it so powerfully that it actually drowns out what we're trying to say, which is that there are alternatives to abortion.
So what are the prospects for this case before this particular court?
Well, this is a court that is very friendly towards speech rights in a whole lot of different contexts. That's sort of a hallmark of the court under John Roberts. Now, one of the interesting aspects of this case is, in some ways, it feels like it could be ideologically divided, right? It's a law, it's a liberal law, and you might expect the conservatives to be the most skeptical about it. But these same arguments actually come into play if you can imagine a conservative state putting requirements on an abortion clinic, like you have to show the patient the ultrasound and describe what's there. You have to have counseling on when the fetus can feel pain and that sorts of things. So the very same arguments that the pro-life groups are using against this California law, the pro-choice groups are also using against laws in more conservative states.
And that's Bloomberg Supreme Court reporter Greg Storr speaking with Bloomberg Law guest host Peter Barnes. You can listen to Bloomberg Law weekdays at 1 p.m. Wall Street time here on Bloomberg Radio.